Vapya Vaidurya Sapana
Vapya Vaidurya Sapana
Padmotpala Kumudvati
Padmotpala Kumudvati
Hamsa Karanda Vakule
Hamsa Karanda Vakule
Jasta Chakrahava Sarasai Lakes Vaidurya Emerald Sopana with staircases Padma Lotuses Utpala Blue Lotuses Kumudvati
Full of Lilies
Hamsa Swans Karandava And Ducks Kulai By flocks of Trista inhabited Chakrava by Chakravakas geese Sarasai
and by cranes.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. They were emerald staircases which led to lakes full of variously colored lotus flowers and lilies, and swans and karandavas, chakravakas, cranes and similar other valuable birds were visible in those lakes. Purport. It appears that not only was the palace surrounded by compounds and gardens with varieties of trees, but there were small man-made lakes also, where the water was full of many colored lotus flowers and lilies, and to get down to the lakes there were staircases made of valuable jewels, such as emeralds. By the beautifully positioned garden houses, there were many luxuriant birds such as swans, chakravakas, karandavas and cranes. These birds generally do not live in filthy places like crows do. The atmosphere of the city was very healthy and beautiful. It can simply be imagined from its description. We'll see if time, we'll discuss this, otherwise if time is there, we can go to the next verse. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakeya Sakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Tasi Visakanvitam Sha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Seeking the blessings of all assembled Vaishnavas so I can speak something from Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification.
So, this chapter, Dhruva Maharaja returns home. So, these verses are actually, he is at home. So, Dhruva Maharaja has gone to the forest and he has returned. So, his father, Uttanapad, along with his two wives
and his brother Uttama. They went out to receive Dhruva Maharaj. Even though his father was feeling bad for his, he thought he's offended, and also he was not able to believe that Dhruva Maharaj is back from the forest. That even though a 5-year-old boy has survived in the forest among the wild animals, but then he recalled Narada Muni's message that he will be back. So he went out to the forest in the nearby village forest there with his full entourage, and then he got down from his horse and he received, and then now Dhruva Maharaj and Uttama, they got into the elephant. And the previous verses we see how the whole pathway and the whole, you know, the road or journey leading to the palace, how gorgeously, how well decorated, very opulently displaying the overall picture. And now this verse is explaining the palace where Dhruva Maharaj, you know, stayed home. So the gardens, the walls, the, you know, flowers. Now you can see the lakes. So Prabhupada, you can imagine from his description how opulent was that. These are all source of enjoyment. The opulent of the kingdom. And here interesting, the birds generally do not live in filthy places like crows do. So I was thinking I'll speak on this theme. That here we see contrast in nature. So nature, you know, you see different species live together and, you know, stay together. You don't see the swans and the crows mixing together. In this regard, there is a comparison. There is a verse also previously in Bhagavatam, first canto, fifth chapter, where Vyasadeva and Narada Muni are having a discussion. So Narada Muni also says that where the crows migrate or assemble, that's a place of filthy, that's a place of, you know, rubbish. You don't see swans. Basically, this is representing the mentality of living being. So crow has a different mentality compared to the swans. If you see swans, they like to take nectar even when it is mixed with water. So the swans, one of the ability of the swans is to drink only the milk if the milk and water is mixed together. So this is a great ability for the swans. And there is, you see the other hand, the crows. The crows, even if it is many, you know, opulent things, but they try to choose the filthy thing from garbage or, you know. So it's basically comparing the mentality of, you know, different personality. That's why the swans, we call, you know, the great devotees, they are Paramahamsa. Hamsa means swan. They are Paramahamsas because they are not interested in the literature or in the you know, some kind of sensuous conclusion or sense gratification. Yeah? But if you see the Prabhupada right, that Maya Haprita Jnana, the people who are covered by illusion, the scientists, the philosophers, the materialistic karmis, the rascals, you know, he called many, they are interested in literatures which talks about, you know, sensuous activities, talks about basically, you know, sense gratification and material opulence and material advancement to enjoy sense gratification more. So they are interested in that type of, you know, activities, and they are compared to like the crows because they are interested in the things which is temporary, which is not going to give much happiness. But the Paramahamsas are interested in literature, which is, you know, self-realization, which interested in the permanent happiness. Even, you know, if you see Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for
those devotees who are, you know, like Paramahamsa. Because even if a person is not interested in any other material activities, who is liberated, those kind of people are attracted to Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's a great literature, and even attract persons like, you know, Sukhdev Goswami. And it's interesting that if you see that even Sukhdev Goswami are the four Kumaras, they are impersonal, you know, absorbed in impersonal realization, and they got attracted, even especially Sukhdev Goswami, he got attracted when Vyasadeva, you know, spoke some verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, and he studied, you know, Vyasadeva explained whole Srimad Bhagavatam to Sukhdev Goswami. And when Sukhdev Goswami was speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, in that assembly there were Vyasadeva and Narada Muni. So Vyasadeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam getting inspiration from Narada Muni, and Vyasadeva explained the Srimad Bhagavatam to Sukhdev Goswami. Now Sukhdev Goswami is speaking, and those two personalities are sitting and hearing. So this is interesting, because that's how the Bhagavatam is, that even the person who are liberated, who are great personality, they are interested to hear, and they are like swan-like, because they are attracted to kind of literature. And for a person having crow kind of mentality, what is the hope that how, you know, he can change his mentality of crows to swan? If you see the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. So Dhruva Maharaj wanted two things. So he wanted a kingdom which is greater than his father, great-grandfather. And also he wants to revenge his stepmother. These two things are, you know, he wanted to do, because he got offended by the dishonor, by the insulting words of Surichi, and he wants to revenge, and he wants to get a kingdom. And the Supreme Lord is so kind enough that he gave his own abode to Dhruva Maharaj. Even though he may ask for a small thing, but he gave more. And he also told to Dhruva Maharaj that in future that Uttama will be, you know, killed, and also Surichi will be killed, both will be killed. Because the reason why he worshipped, you know, the Supreme Lord told him that they'll have that destination, you know, what is happening to them, they will be killed. The most important thing here, I thought, is that the role of Narada Muni. That is the most crucial thing in the journey of Dhruva Maharaj. Because unless, you know, that association of a great Vaishnava was not there, then there is least possibility that he would have seen the Supreme Lord face to face. Unless he would have received the instruction from his spiritual master, unless he would have got the guidance from Narada Muni, it is very difficult. And that is the key, actually, that if a crow mentality person wants to change to a swan, then he himself has to place an association, proper association. We develop that mentality, we develop the desire as we associate with a group of people. It's very simple. So if you want to, you know, get attracted to material thing, then hang out with some material, you know, people, then obviously in no time you will develop that same desire, same mentality, and same you know, outlook towards everything. So if we able to keep the association of a saintly people, then that association can transform us. So there was a story in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila. So Narada Muni went to Vaikuntha Loka and had darshan of Narayan. Then he is traveling to Prayag, Triveni. Prayag is a place where Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati confluence, and it's very popular and very a site where all the pilgrimage go and take bath, purify themselves. So in the month of January, so he was going to Prayag. So Narada Muni going to Prayag. While he was going to Prayag, he was crossing a forest. So he was going to the forest. And in the forest, he saw first a deer. This deer was pierced by arrows. And it was lying in a great agony and twisting because of the pain it going through. Narada Muni was surprised to see this. Then he went forward. Then he saw a boar in similar fashion, was pierced by arrows and lying down in a great pain and suffering. Then he saw a rabbit. So he saw these animals lying here and there with great pain and twisting. And leg was broken, all the animals' leg was broken, and it was pierced by arrows. Very painful scenario. Then Narada Muni was wondering, who is responsible for this? So he was going forward, then he saw a person who is blackish in complexion, who has a reddish eye, who looks like a death personified Yamaraj himself present. And he was aiming another animal with bow and arrow. So Narada Muni was, want to approach him, want to speak to him. So he went out, the way is there in the forest, and he was hiding in the middle of the forest, behind the tree. So he went off-road from the path. So because Narada Muni went off-road, then all the animals which was there, all fled, gone. So this has increased a lot of anger in the hunter. The hunter wanted to abuse Narada Muni. He wanted to scold. He wanted to tell bad words to Narada Muni. That much anger he was, and he was so angry. But then Narada Muni approached him. And this is the beauty. Because the presence of Narada Muni, he couldn't able to abuse Narada Muni. Sometimes we normally scold or we normally speak bad about others. But when our spiritual master is there, even though we want to say, we don't want to say in front of our spiritual master or in front of our senior devotees or in front of some, very advanced Vaishnavas, our action is different from our normal natural activity. We want to do something, but because certain people are there, we act in a certain way that, it won't suit the environment. We control ourselves. So this is the power of Vaishnava. A Vaishnava, who is a Vaishnava? A Vaishnava means if we chant even one word or even one mantra, he is a Vaishnava. Then there is a better Vaishnava that if he chants a specified prescribed number of rounds every day. And the topmost Vaishnava is that by his presence, everyone is influenced to chant. This is the topmost Vaishnava. So sometimes when we have a great advanced devotee, even though we want to do certain things, then it doesn't manifest because of the presence of a great Vaishnava. So similarly, the hunter want to abuse Narada Muni because of his action. But because of his Narada Muni's presence, he couldn't able to utter a word. He was just silent. Then, Narada Muni asked him, I came along this path and I saw so many animals like this lying here and there. Is that your... And why, I have a doubt, he was there, I have a doubt, in my mind. Why would you do this? Then he said, my name is Mrigari. Mrigari, the killer of animals. And what you said is correct. I only did that. And I was taught by my father like this to do. And I derive great pleasure in seeing the suffering of these animals. So Because, you know, a Vaishnava, you see the consciousness of Narada Muni and, you know, Mrigari. So, a Vaishnava means, you know, is like Paradukha Dukhi and Parasukha Sukhi. Yeah. He doesn't enjoy or he doesn't relish seeing others suffering. But Mrigari, you know, he was trained, he was deriving a pleasure. This is a pleasure in mode of ignorance. That, you know, hurting one's own body and others' body. Pleasure derived from hurting oneself and others. This is a pleasure derived in mode of ignorance, because, and this is applicable even today's, that we see, but people, because of the envious nature, they want to derive happy by hurting someone, or, you know, suppressing someone or putting down someone. And this is taught and trained from our young age, how to make fun of others and derive pleasure from out of that, so that they suffer and we get happy. This is a contrast in the material consciousness. Spiritual consciousness is different, that you serve, you give others pleasure so that we derive pleasure. And in fact, that is our philosophy, that by giving pleasure to Krishna, that all the other living entities derive pleasure and oneself also enjoy. By serving the master, the servant can be happy. So this is our philosophy. So Mrigari said that I derive pleasure by seeing this animal suffer. So, and Prabhupada, you know, explain and write in that purport about the slaughter houses. That so many people, you know, so many animals are killed in the same way. And Prabhupada asked, then, you know, despite the material advancement and technology and everything, who is safe, who is happy, and, you know, who is without anxiety? So then Narada Muni, he asked, you know, he said, I would like to get a charity. So Mrigari said, yes, you know, do you want this animal? You know, I have so many. You can take, you know, you want tiger skin or you want a deer skin. I have all the skin. You know, you want this, I can give you. And Narada Muni said, no, actually, I don't want this charity. All I want is, I beg to you, yeah, so humble, you know, Narada Muni requesting, that you kill this animal completely and not half killed. This is another, you know, important, that Narada Muni didn't say that you stop killing. Or he didn't say, you know, he was not hungry. So sometimes, you know, in preaching, it's very important what you communicate. If a person is, you know, like smoking, you know, every day 10, 15, or, you know, drinking, it's better, you know, we see how he can take it. We can't say, you know, like completely give up everything. It can, you know, it may not happen. Rather, we can advise him, you know, do it accordingly or less. Or, you know, similarly, Narada Muni requested Mrigari that you kill completely. Don't kill this animal half, you know, and then enjoy the pleasure. So then, Mrigari was asking Narada Muni that why you are saying that I have to kill only half? What is the problem? So Narada Muni said, see, if you're killing the animal, anyway you'll get sinful reaction. But consciously giving pain to living entities, your reaction is more. You will get more reaction when you are consciously giving pain to other living entities. And that you'll suffer more and more. Because Narada Muni, you know, explained to him about the reaction, sinful reaction, what will be happening when you kill animal. So Prabhupada write that if you see, there are human, there are people who wants to eat meat. You can't avoid that. But then there is a way how you do it. So he explains,
that if someone wants to kill and eat meat, then they have to first of all offer to Kali, it's a demigod, and they have to do in a no moon night day, where the animal, you know, the pity cry of an animal should not be heard by any people. And they say mamsa. Mamsa means, you know, that I am killing you, then you have all the responsibility, all the rights that you can kill me in future. So you have to tell this at the animal by looking at the eye of the animal and then cut the throat. This is very gross because it is, that is the way. And never encouraged slaughterhouses. There was no encouragement of slaughterhouses, and especially that giving pain, you know, consciously, you know, giving pain result in more. So hearing that, his heart actually transformed, the Mrigari. He said, you know, okay, now what should I do? Tell me, what should I do now? I want to give up this, I want to leave everything. So then Narada start instruction. So this is another important aspect, that once the Mrigari surrender, then Narada giving instruction. Prabhupada also writes that Narada is our in disciplic succession. Narada instructed Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva is in our disciplic succession. Everyone should follow the footstep of Narada, that we should go irrespective of the place and people around the world, and we should stop the sinful reaction and activities of the people and instruct them. But there is a catch, Prabhupada writes, that for that to do that, one should be very pure, one should follow the regulative principle and chant Hare Krishna properly. So purity is the force. Prabhupada says purity is the force. So following the footstep of Narada, one should be equipped with that purity and then instruct others so that others can listen and give up their sinful reaction. This is very important. So Narada Muni said, okay, first thing is you break your bow and arrow. Then Mrigari was little unhappy in regard that he is a hunter. His profession is hunting. Is as good as telling someone to give up his job. If you want to take spirituality, give your job. So Mrigari was a little concerned about his maintenance. Now if I break my bow and arrow, who will maintain me and how will I maintain myself and my family? So in that Prabhupada writes a beautiful line. He says, the source of income is not your source of maintenance. What income you're getting, that is not maintaining you. Because the source of income is your choice. You taken some job or some profession thinking that this is going to maintain me. That is the greatest illusion. The maintenance is done by Krishna. Irrespective of whether you're getting income or not, having job or not, everything is maintained and sustained by Krishna. That's what Narada Muni is trying to explain, that you give up this, you know, break this bow and arrow, and I will maintain, I will make sure that you get maintained. And in Bhagavad Gita also said that the facility and the maintenance is for that Vaishnava is done by Krishna. He take care personally his devotees. He take care, you know, personally and look after his devotees' needs and facility and maintain him every time. This is the greatest quality, right? If a sannyasi also, he says, you know, fearlessness or cultivation of knowledge and, you know, give up sense gratification and material opulence, is that in that proper right, that even if someone in the middle of the forest, he should be convinced that Krishna will take care of me and I am not fearful. This is the quality of a sannyasi. So similarly, for maintenance, the source of income is not our source of maintenance. So that Narada Muni says, now you give up this profession,
Now, whatever you have accumulated in your house, you know, give in charity to all the Brahmanas and all the Vaishnavas in your village. Give away everything. Now, you and your wife, your family, go to the bank of a river. Make a cottage, like small hut. And then worship Tulasi plant and chant Hare Krishna. This is like completely, you know, like different paradigm shift, you can say. The person is somewhere, something, and he, and interesting that Miraji said, I will follow. And Narada Muni says that you will receive the food, you will receive everything. It will come to you. Don't worry. Then Mrigari, he said, okay, I'm leaving. So he went to home, he gave up everything. Then he went with his wife, went there. Then he made a hut. Oh, but right, you know, even one doesn't need a hut. You know, if you have a cave, it's good, you can stay there. You find a cave and stay there and then worship Tulsi and chant Hare Krishna. So, you know, like, he found a hut and then the news spread like wildfire. And everyone in the village, they started to bring arms and they started to bring everything to Mrigari. They were bringing everything. And they bringing so much, it was sufficient, that he said only two people, so I will take only two people and give back everything. Again, you know, Prabhupada, right, that, you know, saving for future mentality. This is not there in Mrigari. Even one time, the Mahaprabhu assistant Govinda, he also saved some aritaki fruit for Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu chastised, you know, this is what you are doing, you know. You should not depend on Krishna. Krishna I will maintain every day. Even Goswamis, they, you know, go Madhukari. They don't stack their ashram or, you know, like that with all the things, because why would Lord, you know, why would give Lord this trouble that he bringing fruit to us? So that stacking, you know, thinking that, oh, in future I will, you know, try to eat, or, you know, keeping up that the next day I'll use it. This mentality is not encouraged. And even Mrigari said, you know, I want only for two people, rest I can give back. I don't need this. So then he is happy, satisfied, and he was, you know, practicing his spirituality. Then time passed. The Narada Muni went along with Parvata Muni. They both happened to travel. And they said, Narada Muni said, let us visit my disciple who is here in this village. Let us see. So he went. And then in distance, Mrigari saw Narada Muni. So he was so enthusiastic and so you know, welcoming, and he wants to come and see, you know, his Guru Maharaj and pay obeisances. So he was running, you know, fast. But then before paying obeisances, he didn't pay, because there were some group of hands there, here and there. So what he did, he took a piece of cloth and then he whisked everything from the pathway. And then he paid a dandavat. So a person who was killing animal, you can see the transformation of Mrigari. So he actually transformed in such a way that he doesn't want to even hurt a small ant in paying obeisances. And then, you know, Parvata Muni said, you know, he was chant, you know. So when Mrigari was chanting, he was showing the symptoms of, you know, ecstasy. So then, Parvata Muni said that, you know, to Narada Muni, that you are a touchstone. You are a sparsa mani. You, whoever come in contact with you, as you know, develop and become a Vaishnava. So Prabhupada, right, you know, we know these three type of devotees. We have Kanishta and Madhyama and Uttama. The so-called advanced devotee, and they are only concerned about the personal benefit. They are none other than Kanishta Adhikari, because they are not following a Vaishnava that he preaches spreads the glory of Mahaprabhu, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and spread the glories of holy name. And only concerned about one's own and self, that is Kanishta. So Madhyama Adhikari is that who preaches, who distinguish, who preaches the glory, who preach the others about the glory of Krishna consciousness. This is so glorious that even the Uttama Adhikari wants to come to Madhyama platform so that he can distinguish and preach. So Prabhupada writes, everyone should be in a Madhyama platform. So one should develop oneself from not remain in Kanishta, but develop oneself to Madhyama so that one can preach the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is a touchstone that just by the association of Narada Muni, that you can see a person like, you know, deep, darkest ignorance, you know, in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada, right, that animal killing and animal eating is the darkest region of ignorance. It's a very gross. A person like him are transformed into a great Vaishnava, a great devotee, just by association. So it also applies for us that we develop, we chant properly, follow four regulatives principle properly, and equip oneself and get purified and give our association to people who are out there. To the degree we are able to have that kind of faith, purity and conviction, we can able to transform and impart that to others. It's very simple. And the most important thing is the association of devotees. If we can be able to bring someone new, the frequency of association of devotees, then there is likely that they transform in their heart. Very likely. Because, you know, I've seen that if they are in association of devotees, it's a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. Their way of thinking, their activities, habits, everything slowly, without their knowledge, it changes. Because if you are in association of devotees, obviously you will be chanting, someone will say, you know, chant, or you will be engaged in devotional service, or some sort of Krishna Katha or hearing will be there. And just by mere association of, you know, devotees, that you can feel that vibration is different. And it's practical also. We can realize that if we are in association of devotees, our thoughts, our words, our deeds, our action is completely different. The way we act, the way we speak, everything is different when we are out there, when we are in, you know, with the non-devotees association. So I'll just stop here and see if anyone has any questions or correction, comments on what we discussed. Yeah.
Thank you for a very nice master.
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Why is it that some people get this association of Vaishnava like Narada Muni, so other people they don't get it? Like, because you know, preaching, sometimes we pray that the people we are meeting, they get association, or get a lot of association, or really advanced Vaishnava. So some get it, but some don't get it.
Some get it, some.
It seems very unjust, you know.
Even we talk about, let us talk about ourselves. So we have great devotees visiting here, you know, great Vaishnavas coming here to our temple, many actually. That's itself a great fortunate, you know. And Srila Prabhupada has visited here. It's all Tirtha. So, association is there. It's up to us how we grab it. you know, is there like Prabhupada association? Are we bereft of Prabhupada association or our spiritual master or senior Vaishnavas? Everything is there, thanks to technology. You know, you can see all the lectures, all the things live. You can hear the lectures. You can read the books. Everything is there in your fingertips. Everything is there, accessible. But we choose whether to take whose association. Holy name is there. Everything is there, but sometimes we try to choose our own association. We plan. Sometimes the intelligence also so bad that we plan to avoid the association of devotees so that we not engage in devotional service. So that, you know, thinking, I can be having rest, I can be free for some time. You know, what is this all the time? So it's our, and for people who are, when we are cultivating, our job is to make sure that they get the association with correct devotees. That is our, you know, it's like an ambulance, you know, like you go there, your job is to bring it to the hospital, not that in the middle of the road you do the thing. You understand? Ambulance, how fast you bring that person, that is your skill, that is your talent. That you go take the route, whatever you want to take, you go there, catch that person, bring it and come to the hospital. Because there are expert surgeons in the hospital. You understand? You are just a driver. And you are not attached to it. Because there is someone else also waiting for emergency. So just drop it and go there and pick and come. Drop it and go and pick. So like that you do it. Right? Then one day that person also will have an ambulance. So why some people get association, some don't? We have to create that Sukriti. I was reading 2 days back that a message I got that if you're doing books, if someone say this is very nice, that is enough for that person to bring, you know, get a human birth. Anything? So when we are out there, many people are innocent, you know. Many people have not come in contact with devotees at all. Many people don't know what is Hare Krishna, what is Krishna consciousness, what is, you know, all this whole process. Huh? They are innocent people. And at least we have to make sure that, you know, we are doing a lot of prasadam distribution. It's amazing what we're doing here. A lot of prasadam distribution. We're doing Harinam 2-3 days in a week. So we are developing, we are creating that fertile ground. And eventually, you know, definitely they will, you know, get that association of great devotees. The more important is that, see, Mirgari was hunter, you know, he don't know, maybe in ignorance, he is in ignorance. And Narada Muni instruct, okay? So, from that time, he didn't turn back. He followed the instruction and strict, and then, you know. But more problem is for us. Sometimes we know we don't want to do. That is more problem, pathetic condition. Because we know association of devotees is good, and we don't want to take association of devotees, that is bad. Understand? I know. Yeah.
So what's the hope for those whose intelligence is bewildered and they avoid association? Is there any hope for them?
Yeah. We were having bad intelligence. I was having bad intelligence, of course I can tell. So hope is that's a hope, because Mrighari, person like Jagai Madai, what is the hope? In fact, Kali Yuga means, you know, everyone is Jagai, in the mood of Madai. Huh? Like, what is the hope? Hope is, that's why, you know, Mahaprabhu is the hope, Nityananda Prabhu is the hope, Panchatattva is the hope. Huh? they have come to deliver the fallen soul. That is why they are called Patita Pavan. Patita Pavana Prabhu Tavavatar, Mosama Patita Prabhu Na Pai Bahar. You have come to claim the fallen conditioned soul, and my claim is the first because I am the most fallen. You understand? So that's a hope. So when we have that kind of, you know, bad intelligence, and then the environment and condition is so bad that, you know, Kali Yuga, first of all, conditioned soul is so bad, and then conditioned soul in Kali Yuga is super bad. You understand? Very, very deadly combination. But now, our hope is that Mahaprabhu is come to claim the conditioned soul. Now, Mahaprabhu teaching given by Srila Prabhupada, that is also a deadly combination. Because that is the hope. Because for us, that Srila Prabhupada has come and given the message of Mahaprabhu, that is like, you know, super bonus. It's like a tag team. Very rare, this tag team. That is, teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, given by Srila Prabhupada. Because they are, you know, there to people who are, you know, helpless. And because, of course, you know, the intelligence and, you know, mind, everything, you know, gives problem. It's not easy ride. It's not at all easy ride. It's, you know, it's a turbulent. But don't jump. That's all, you know. Just stay. Just stay. Just pray. And because that is good one way, because that will make you humble. Sometimes it's very difficult even to chant. Sometimes it's even difficult to, you know, do some service or anything. So that is a good way to take shelter, to pray, to be humble, so that pride doesn't come in, you know. So that is a great way that we come again, you know, and start from scratch, come again, start. What we read in books and everything, that is a very high state of consciousness. So, but at least we know, okay, that is a goal, let us do this. Don't lose hope. Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay. Have prasadam. And Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.